Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 12th of August, 2022. The Bible reading for today is from Joel chapter 1, verses 1 to 7, and verses 19 to 20. The word of the Lord came to Joel, son of Pethuel. Hear this, you elders. Listen, all you who live in the land. Has anything like this ever happened in your days or in the days of your ancestors? Tell it to your children, and let your children tell it to their children, and their children to the next generation. What the locust swarm has left, the great locusts have eaten. What the great locusts have left, the young locusts have eaten. What the young locusts have left, the other locusts have eaten. Wake up, you drunkards, and weep. Wail, all you drinkers of wine. Wail because of the new wine, for it has been snatched from your lips. A nation has invaded my land, a mighty army without number. It has the teeth of a lion, the fangs of a lioness. It has laid waste to my vines and ruined my fig trees. It has stripped off their bark and thrown it away, leaving their branches white. To you, Lord, I call, for the fire has devoured the pastures in the wilderness, and flames have burned up all the trees of the field. Even the wild animals pant for you. The streams of water have dried up, and fire has devoured the pastures in the wilderness. Today's article, titled Drawn by Disaster, was written by Tom Felton. In 1717, a devastating storm raged for days, leading to widespread flooding in northern Europe. Thousands of people lost their lives in the Netherlands, Germany, and Denmark. History reveals an interesting and customary, for the time, response by at least one local government. The provincial authorities in the Dutch city of Groningen called for a prayer day in response to the disaster. A historian reports that the citizens gathered in churches and listened to sermons, sang psalms, and prayed for hours. The prophet Joel describes an overwhelming disaster faced by the people of Judah that also led to prayer. A massive swarm of locusts had covered the land and laid waste its vines and ruined its fig trees. As he and his people reeled from the devastation, Joel prayed, "Lord, help us!" Directly and indirectly, both the people of northern Europe and Judah experienced disasters that originated with the effects of sin and this fallen world. But they also found that these times led them to call out to God and seek Him in prayer. And God said, "Even now, return to me with all your heart." When we face difficulties and disaster, we may turn to God, perhaps in anguish, perhaps in repentance. Compassionate and abounding in love, He draws us to Himself, providing comfort and help when we need it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the face of difficulty, help me to call out to you and find the hope you alone can provide. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.